All right, J-Mart, hey, good job this weekend. Late notice again to race, and starts were on point. A little bit of arm pump like we talked about at dinner, but I think you got to be overall pretty stoked on your weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if I've ever gotten that many consistently good starts in Supercross in my life, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I almost felt like, I was like, dude, what's the deal here? But, yeah, like...
Even, oh, Monster Cup, 2 out of 3 were good.
Yeah, really, really good. So, all in all, I had really good speed. Like, when the track was really smooth, I could push really hard. And I had those, I felt like I had the top guy speed. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think you were real close. I mean, in the same second, like maybe, you know, a couple tenths off. But yeah, close.
But when the track got rough, I could push pretty good for like 3-4 laps. But then when you settle in, I just was fighting my setting.
Yeah.
Like this, the rideability for when you're smooth fast, it wasn't quite there.
Yeah. Man, it was good to, like, for you, like we talked at lunch, like, just gate drops are such a big deal for you now at this point, and Monster Cup, this thing, like, it really all matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, at Monster Cup, I pulled the whole shot in that second moto, and I was, like, on vacation, and I was, like, ripped the turnout wide, and freeze got me, and I was a lot more protective today on stuff, and trying to be smart, and be conscious of, obviously, you know, I'm not the best guy opening up, so you got to be protect your insides.
Yeah, and at times, there was this huge battle behind you. You'd gotten a good start, and there was like 3 guys just going at it behind you.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I could just see these guys. I'm like, God, dude, I don't want to be near you guys. Like,
like Barsha and Freeze, like two.
Yeah, and then like Bam Bam came up on me, and like, you know, I knew that those guys, they caught me for a reason, right? And my biggest thing was I put myself in a great position. I wasn't going to jack with Bam Bam, you know?
Well, I think the one he came in on you, the turn after the whoops, you were like, that's why you jacked the whoop up? You're like, oh, it's Bam Bam.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. I just said, just take it, dude. Like, I ain't going to fight you. You know, I'm not here. If I could win, great. But it's not going that way, and I'm just fighting.
But even like getting that one win, and it's a shorter race, but, man, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, dude, no dirt bike for a year and a half, and I was in a bad spot, and to get that win, I know I fist pumped, and it's like Paris is rad, but it's not like in the States, you know. But
I think it counts, and it matters for a guy like you. That's a big deal.
Yeah, to me it was a big deal. I mean, a lot of bad shit that I went through, and you know, to get here to the line is huge.
A lot of laps this weekend, man.
Awesome. It's good. Honestly, it's good. Like, reminds me of like when I'm pounding out, like, you know, turn tracks or something. Repetitiveness, you know.
I don't know if I should ask you this, but maybe when do we stop asking about how your back feels?
It's just whenever. Like, I thought about that, but honestly, I. Some people say, hey, y'all want to bury it, right? Yeah. I don't want to think about it. But to me, it was a part of life. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't think I'd ever break my back, but it happened.
Yeah.
Guess what? Nobody gives a shit anymore. Honestly.
Does the media need to stop asking you about it?
If they want to talk about it, great. But for me, like, it's I've allowed it to. You can either look at it like, hey, man, it happened and you're scared, right? But I allowed it to callous my mind. Like, you know, I had 2 options. Either let it beat me, or I look in the mirror at myself and fucking beat it. And I choose to move forward and just say, hey, it's life.
You look like the same guy to me on the bike. Like, I'm kind of watching you. I've been a year and a half at Monster Cup, and here you look the same. Look like the same guy to me.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I don't do anything that's always really, like, super, like, wow, holy crap, but I'm just solid.
You're neutral in the bike, your neutral body position, but it looks the same, so.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Good to see you back again. And so this will be it before you decide whichever coast you're going to ride.
Yeah, this is it for off-season races. And I got to get back on the 250 and focus on getting a good setup and putting time in on that beast.
I think you were the most impressive rider this weekend for me as far as, like, going in. And then what you did on the track, like, I'm like, yeah, I think that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, for sure. First night starts were really good, but I just wasn't quite, like, the racecraft protecting insides, made some mistakes. And I'd say tonight was definitely consistently better, and I guess I got second.
I think so.
Second overall today?
Today, yeah.
But, like, 4 total. And had I not had that 14th in that last main and the first night, I think I would have been 3rd overall total.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Good to see you here. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.